Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT Live at CES is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is TWiT's live coverage of the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada, Episode 7 for January 2010.
Hey, I'm really excited about bringing in a couple of people. As I said, one of the things that's really cool about CES is the people who come to CES. And, I can't think of a more appropriate pair to be at CES than LeVar Burton. Hey, it's Kunta Kinte.
Leo Laporte.
How are you, LeVar?
It's the dulcet tones.
He's tweeting.
Of Leo
He's
Laporte.
Tweeting,
well,
even tweeting, as we speak.
I'm tweeting that I actually said I'm sitting down with at Leo Laporte and at Brent Spiner, but I'm standing. And you can watch live.
I get to sit. You have to stand, LeVar.
You can watch at live.twit.tv.
Live.twit.tv. We're streaming right now. We're also on the internet all over the country and on XM Channel 158. And with you, Data, Brent Spiner. How you doing, Brent?
Leo, good. How are you?
Are you a geek or is LeVar the geek and he dragged you along on this one?
Brent is geeky. He has geekiness in his own right.
I'm kind of a sophisticated geek.
I noticed you're wearing a jacket and lovely shirt.
Yeah.
You were at an event last night that was a party for the Android operating system, and because you played a droid on Star Trek.
Exactly. Leo, let me ask you something about that, because
yes,
I'm
Brent.
Told that you were there last night and did not want to come and meet us.
I didn't have time. We were running off. I had to go to the Pink Taco.
That's not what I was told. I was told that you were just simply not interested. And, you know, I
was
completely
very
understand that,
you know,
by
no,
the
Brent,
way.
I was very interested. But you and LeVar both. In fact, LeVar had the biggest bodyguard I've ever seen in my life. You were surrounded by people, and I did not want to bug you because you guys are celebrities, and I'm sure you get bugged all the time. So
you're bugging me right now, to be honest with you. I have to.
Have you been to CES before, Brent?
Yeah, I have. I was here about 10 years ago or so when they were talking about the TV is coming.
Yeah, TV will be here, and now it is.
And it is, yeah.
We're talking with LeVar Burton, Brent Spiner. We're going to have a little bit more with them. Hang in there. We are live from CES, Las Vegas, Nevada. This is a great time. You stay right here. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
I love it.
Leo,
great
good to meet
see
you.
You. Yeah. I'm glad you came by. That's wonderful. Yeah, we were running out the door, and Brent said, and I said, I can't. And I go to events like that. I hate to be bugging you guys. You guys. We had the mics turned down. We were talking about private stuff. So now we can talk.
I'm still looking for the guy. There's a guy that tweeted me yesterday that he would literally pee in his pants if he ran into
and
Brent
you were
and
hoping
I.
To see
we,
that.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to it.
Now, you guys, Will does not want to. Will Wheaton does not want to do the Star Trek thing. He feels like I don't want to be. You know, I am not. You know, he doesn't want to do that.
Yeah.
I am not Spock. I don't want to be that.
But he writes a lot about it, doesn't
he? Does,
he
does, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, it's sort of a double-edged sword there.
Yes.
I hate it, but will you buy my books?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm sure, you know, and of course there's that great Shatner bit from Saturday Night Live where he says, get a life, you people!
Right.
Do you sometimes feel like that where you just go, I can't, you know?
I don't really.
No.
I mean, I'd like to forget about the whole experience completely, actually, but
we won't
actually,
let him.
For you, LeVar, I think Reading Rainbow has probably somewhat eclipsed Geordi, yeah?
Well, for...
Because people grew half
for,
people
for
grew
a
up,
certain generation, absolutely,
up,
yeah, yeah,
and
for
they
a certain generation.
Geordi, but they saw...
Well,
you,
well, they saw the episode of Reading Rainbow that we went behind the scenes of Star Trek.
That's pretty cool.
Right?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
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 And what are you doing now, Brent?
You know what? I'm just killing time. I was wondering, am I on camera right now?
Because
I'm looking at myself and I'm thinking, I look so much better with headphones than without.
Yeah, you should.
Maybe I should wear them all the time.
The new look.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not going to get LeVar to wear those
stupid glasses. And now for something completely different.
Yeah,
yeah.
Always got.
Yeah. There you go, Leo. There you go.
He did it. He went there, ladies and gentlemen. He went there.
It's not like you weren't asking in your head or anything.
You know, I like that. Both of you guys don't mind. You play it. You play with it and you have fun. That's
look,
fun.
It was 7 years of our life. We have lifelong friendships,
you know, that's
as a result
great
of
run.
It.
7 years is a great run. I did the screensavers for 6 years, and you're right. That's all anybody ever says is, loved you in the screensavers, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, it
is. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with
What's
it.
What's wrong with
and
that?
And plus, we had a very good time doing it.
Yeah.
Did you?
So,
it was
oh,
fun?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was great.
It's the
that's,
best.
Yeah.
That's
and we,
really
we do love Will Wheaton, by the way.
Of course. Yeah. And I'm sure he loves you guys. I think it's just, it's one of those things where you say, I want to be something
other than that, than what I am.
And he was a kid. Well, but he was a kid too. That's yes. That's a yeah, big yeah. difference, yeah. right?
That's right. That's right.
So you know, you were adults, and so that and you've had other. You've had a life.
By some definitions, right. We were adults. Not all.
All right, here we go. We're coming back in a second here. They said you should never cover an actor's eyes. That's a good point, isn't it?
It is. It
must have been hard to act. It's all the lips.
Pain in the ass. It really was.
I bet.
It was.
Come to think of it.
It was. But they paid well.
Leo Laporte, the tech guy. 8888 Ask Leo. That's the number if you want to call in. Although I think this week we're just...
Do you take calls? You're taking calls?
We do normally take calls if people want to call and talk to LeVar Burton and Brent Spiner, who are here. Jordy and Data.
Together again
from... It was TNG, right?
Yes.
The Next Generation. And we were talking about 3D televisions. That's one of the big things here at CES. And, of course, we talk from the point of view of... viewers who have to sit on the couch wearing glasses.
Right.
Well, you know a little bit about wearing glasses.
I know a little bit about the wearing of glasses.
And I wonder what, from a performer's point of view, what you guys think of 3D TV.
Well, it doesn't really change anything.
The acting is the same, except the camera has two lenses, right?
Exactly.
So and they occasionally ask you to throw things at the lens.
Well, not if they're smart.
I hate that.
And I think James Cameron was really, really wise in that he didn't employ the technology in a gimmicky sense at all. It was much more of an immersive feeling.
He said he did it three times in the movie. There was three 3D moments. But even that's too many, if you ask me. You're right. I don't want stuff coming at me. 3D, if it's immersive. How about you, Brent? What do you think?
You know, I enjoy it. I mean, there's the. I've been watching 3D since House of Wax. And does that mean anything to you, Leo? House of Wax?
I do. 1956. Yeah. Vincent Price.
Vincent
absolutely.
Price.
Red, green. Absolutely.
Exactly.
And you saw those pictures of a stupid audience sitting there
with those.
With
yeah.
the glasses on.
Exactly. And we're still sitting there with glasses. So my feeling is I want to start a company that makes 3D contact lenses. So
that's
that,
actually a good
It's
business.
Not a bad idea,
that's
really.
A great
but
idea.
You know what will happen is somebody will do 3D LASIK, and then I'll be out of business.
Yeah, that's bad.
Right.
The whole world will be fuzzy from that. From then on. We were talking before and during the break, and you said that. And I didn't realize it. I asked about motion capture and the new movies where you're working really not on a set, but you're working, and they still call it as performance volume these days. Brett, you said that I didn't realize this. The Next Generation was done. Some of it was done on blue screen.
Yeah, quite a bit. Actually, I was teaching a class at the time in how to act with a blue screen.
Because it's different. Because normally...
It is.
Were you?
Yeah, it's just...
LeVar's laughing right now. LeVar knows
that?
You better than I do.
No.
Yeah, it's true. We called it spining. And the way you did it, this is absolutely true. It's a very simple one-day
class.
It's
a technique. Yeah.
All you do is you just look at the blue. You don't try to pretend anything.
You don't act.
Just, no, you just look at it. And if you can do that believably, you can make a lot of money.
You let the set designer do the work for you. The computer does the work for you,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. Exactly.
You don't look with awe, with shock, with surprise, with sadness. You just look.
You can blink if you like, but the less you do, the better.
Is it harder not to have a prop, an object, something to look at? I mean, do they sometimes say, okay, you're looking at a giant explosion?
Yeah, that's what they did. We had a guy who would sit and
explosion
tell
guy.
Us what we were looking
that's
at.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm exploding right now.
Exactly. Exactly
that's
right.
That's so hard. Yeah. I don't know how you do that.
Well, you know...
Of course, I do radio. I do the whole thing with my eye closed.
Exactly.
Well, there you go.
Oh,
exactly.
What am I talking
Hello.
About?
There
yeah,
you
what
are.
Am I talking about? What else have you seen, Brent, at the show? Anything interesting?
I
have you seen anything at all?
Well, we've seen very little, actually.
Mostly you're here to be a celebrity. This is
the
celebrity
I'm here to
gig.
Get as much swag as I can get. That's exactly why I'm here.
And have you?
I have gotten something really
Did you
nice.
Get a droid?
I got something a little better, actually. I got
They're both reaching.
Yes, a for Nexus their, One.
They both have their new Google phones, the Nexus Ones.
Exactly.
What do you think?
Very nice. There's a company, I'm not going to mention the name, that are sending me a 152-inch LCD screen.
Did you see that 4K screen?
4K, yeah. Now,
that's an actor's worst nightmare.
Yeah, it really is.
That's too much information.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You don't want to be... seen that
LeVar, how do you like you're an iPhone guy, aren't you?
I am.
So you got the droid. What are the
got it last night. I really haven't
Nexus
had a chance
one.
To, yeah. to play with it, but I'm really excited about checking out the Android technology.
I ordered it that Tuesday they had the press conference.
Right.
Immediately ordered it. It's I'm sure it's waiting for me when I get
at home.
Yeah. I can't wait.
It's cool. It's very nice.
It seems
We've had
nice.
A brief look at it, but it's really very impressive.
When I set it up earlier this morning, I was amazed, and when I signed in to my Google account, I was amazed.
It's all in there.
It's all in there. My calendar, my contacts, that was cool.
You know what else is cool? I have a Droid, which is the Motorola phone. When you sign into your Nexus One account, it has the wallpaper that you had on the Droid.
Wow.
It copies over because Google knows.
Wow.
But doesn't that make you a little nervous that Google knows what your wallpaper is?
I signed in and had my birth certificate on it, which was...
That scares me.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
They know a little too much about us, I think. Sometimes that's a little frightening.
Well, that ship has sailed. I mean, we can't put the genie back in the
that's
bottle,
true.
Can we?
Well, you guys, now you're public figures. Does that concern you? I mean, in some ways, you live in public. This is something I think about all the time. I'm living in public. I mean, I do, you know, I do everything on camera all the time, 24/7. And
everything, Leo?
Pretty much.
Okay. Just asking.
Pretty much everything.
Okay.
And I've given up on privacy. But as for a public figure like you, it might be a little scary that people, you know, can find out about you online. Is that worry you?
There's really nothing interesting about me, as you've found out already today.
I learned that, actually. That's why I didn't want to meet you.
Exactly.
Anyway, it's so great to talk to you. You guys are fantastic. You got a great sense of humor. And I was asking in the break, of course, you know, does it bug you that you're so associated with Star Trek? And I guess it doesn't.
No.
And I was
no,
thinking back, nice. You know, I spent 6 years on a TV show, and you spent 7 on The Next Generation.
Right.
And people still come up to me and say, we loved you, we missed the show. And how can you say anything's wrong with that?
Yeah, really. What's wrong with being
It's a nice feeling.
Yeah.
It's really a nice feeling, yeah.
Because people really do. I mean, they felt like those characters that we played
were genuine
and a part of their lives as well.
Yeah.
So
and let's not forget Kuta Kinte and Reading Rainbow and all the great things you've done, Brent. Of course, your career has been a complete disaster, but actually, you know,
maybe this will be helpful. LeVar, I doubt it.
LeVar did the audiobooks. Have you done them? Because you've got a great voice.
I did one audiobook.
I'd love to hear you do an audiobook.
I'll tell you what. I played 173 characters, 5 of which were Asian women. And
we'll hear more about that in a bit. Leo LaForte. cut. The tech guy. I don't know if there's a punchline to that or not.
No, there really wasn't. Thank you.
That was a great way to end. Cut!
Leo,
you guys,
you're the
thank
best.
You. It's so great to
God
see
bless.
You.
God bless.
Show
yes, absolutely.
Leo, it's a pleasure.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, you be well, all right?
Thank you very much.
Have a great day, Leo.
LaVar, take care.
Yeah, man. Thank
so
you.
Nice
thank
to see you.